between tonight and tomorrow is Hoshana Rabbah. So discuss a little bit about Hoshana Rabbah, and if we have time, a little bit about Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Hoshana Rabbah is a very special day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's the 21st day of Tishrei, which is meaning 21 days after Rosh Hashanah, which Kabbalistically has a lot of various ramifications to it and the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. But the reason why it's called the Hoshana Rabbah, why is it called the great Hoshana? Because every day of Sukkot we do Hoshanas, but we only go around once. Hoshana Rabbah we go around 7 times. What's so special about the day that, in fact, as we know, many people have a minute, they stay up a whole night tonight. Our custom is that tonight we read the Chumash Devarim, just once, the whole Chumash Devarim. And then after Halachic Midnight, which we have a minyan 12:45, we say the entire Tillim. It's also a custom that the Rebbe mentioned many times, the Gabbai, or somebody in the shul, would give out apples and honey. And they would go out at the end of the Tillim to go out into the Sukkah to eat apples dipped into honey, like we did on Rosh Hashanah. The reason why we dip apples in honey, number one is sweet. Secondly, the Jewish people, besides the fact that an apple is sweet, but the Jewish people are likened to a tapuach, as they call chakal tapuach in kaddishin, the holy apple orchard. And in fact, there's a tesis in the Gemara Shabbos, the tesis says that when it says in the Chumash, in a few places the concept of tapuach, tesis says it means the esrig. And the Gemara says about that the Jews put their mouth before their heads when they said Nasiv and Nishma. They put their mouth before they thinking. They spoke before they thought. They said, we'll do and then we'll listen to what you have to say. So the Gemara says it's like an apple that the leaves come before the fruit. So Taisa says, not true by an apple. So Taisa answers over there, Tapuach means an esrig. So it's even more connected to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But the day of Hoshana Rabbah is the day that water is judged. You know, how much water there'll be, the whole concept of water. Because people rely on water so much to live. So therefore, Hoshana Rabbah is a very special day of davening and so on and so forth. In fact, in many places, tomorrow they wear a kittel, and they daven a Shabbos dika davening, until Baruch Shama, they would say like the Shabbos davening. Our custom is we don't change anything from regular Chol HaMoed, regular davening, except Yalei Ve'Yovei, of course. And that's the whole thing of the davening of Hoshana Rabbah, the night of Hoshana Rabbah. In fact, it's also a custom that on the day of Hoshana Rabbah, you eat kreplach. Kreplach, like eat Erev Yom Kippur, and on Purim, is meat. So I don't know what this is, but it's meat covered with dough. There's a lot of Kabbalistic connections between that and Yom Kippur and Purim and Hoshana Rabbah. But Ravioli, yeah. It's a custom to have kreplach, that the meat covered with the dough. That's it. So tomorrow there's like you have a meal, Hoshana Rabbah, you're supposed to in the morning, you have a meal, like you wash, and have challah and honey, and you have fish and meat and things like that. It's like a whole special day. Yeah, it's a special Yom Tov. Now there's also Minig Nevi'im. There's a Minig Nevi'im like this. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a halacha of Meshe Mesinai that they had Hoshanas Arovis on the Mizbeach for the duration of Sukkot. Outside Eretz Yisrael, they didn't do it. But the Nevi'im, Chag Yizchari Malachi, made a takon in Nevi'im that on Hoshana Rabbah, because the Arova grows on Nachli Malyim, it officially grows by the water, and this again the day of where water is being judged. So you take that off, and after we finish the Hoshanas, after saying the whole long thing, or 7 times and a bunch of more pages, you take the Arov and you bang it 5 times on the floor. That's the strength to sweeten the 5 levels of Gevura. That's that. And in fact, tomorrow afternoon at Mincha is when we stop saying the Dover Hashem 80. Our custom is we say for Shachas and Mincha. So tomorrow afternoon at Mincha is the last time we say for this year the whole concept of the Dover Hashem 80. Now, in many places, they don't eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. Many Jews don't eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. Chabad custom is that we do eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. In fact, in certain places, they just go in and make kiddush in the sukkah, then they eat in the house. One thing is for sure, though, that you cannot make a bracha leisha b'sukkah, because the Yom Tov of Sukkot is over. So tomorrow afternoon is the last time you can make a bracha sitting in the sukkah. But starting tomorrow night, our custom is we eat everything in the sukkah. We don't even drink water outside of the sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. But you don't make a bracha leisha b'sukkah. So tomorrow morning is the last day of Lulav and Esrig. And in fact, it is another custom. Those that have a custom that we have, the way our lulav is made, we have three rings at the bottom of the lulav that hold the adasim and arovas together. And then on the lulav itself, we have two rings that are on the lulav itself. So the custom is that before halal tomorrow, you take off the two rings in the lulav itself. And in certain places, it brought them, why? Because then the lulav will shake better. And the last day, you want to... That doesn't mean you should shake it in the way that you make it possible, because then nobody else will be able to bench on it. But the custom, you take off the two top rings, and then the lulav is shaking better. So that's tomorrow's davening, basically, with tomorrow's day. Now, tomorrow night is Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So unlike the last days of Pesach, where we do not make a Shechionu at Kiddush or at candle lighting, at Shemini Atzeres, the Gemara says, in respect to six things, it's a Yom Techad B'fnei Atzmi. It's a separate Yom Tif. Six dinim, the Shemini Atzeres has a din of a separate Yom Tif. Therefore, tomorrow night at Kiddush we make a Shechionu, and tomorrow night at candle lighting you make Shechionu. Not both, you make one of the two. But, so the custom is like this. In the Hasidic places, they even have hakafis tomorrow night. So if everybody knows we are having hakafis, so tomorrow night we daven Ma'ariv. Right after Ma'ariv we make hakafis. Middle of hakafis we go out to the sukkah to make Kiddush and get some gasoline in the system, some power drinks in the system. And then we have hakafis. And then the main hakafis is the concept of Simchas Torah. But it's very interesting, the previous Rebbe said that the Shechianu that we make on Simchas Torah is not only for the Yom Tov, but it's actually for the Torah. We make a Shechianu on the Torah because we finish the Torah, we start the Torah, so we make the Shechianu on the Torah itself besides for the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. So tomorrow night, both days of Yom Tov, this Shechianu at Kiddush and at candle lighting. But tomorrow night's Friday night, so it's again, it's Friday, Shabbos, and Yom Tov together, like it was the first days in Sukkot, and like it was Rosh Hashanah, and all those other things. Trying to think, what else is there that's practical?
There's the candle for Saturday night. You have to light it on
the
previous Friday.
Because we're going from Saturday night, well, any Yom Tov, for that matter, the second night, you need to light from a previous, pre-existing flame. But you also have, you have to say, Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, because you're going from Shabbos to Chol. And you have all the din, like we had the first days of Sukkot, you know, Shabbos and Sunday, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is also Shabbos and Sunday. You have going from Shabbos to Holy Kedusha to Lesser Kedusha, there's Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, and you can't do any preparations, and the light has to be kindled from a pre-existing flame. Just like the first night, you have to light early because it's Friday night, you can't light late. But again, people that are eating in the sukkah, ben shlicht in the sukkah. And as we learned last time, you can't take the candle holders out of the sukkah, even after the candles are extinguished already, they become muksa for the duration of Shabbos, so you wouldn't even be able to take the candles out of the sukkah to bring them into the house. The previous Rebbe said, that the 48 hours of Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, just like the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, are to be used in saying Tillim and davening and saying a lot of Tillim, any spare moment you should be saying Tillim. So he says, the same thing is in the 48 hours of Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah have to be utilized completely for dancing. dancing in Simcha. Because it says in Kabbalah that whatever is accomplished, Rosh Hashanah, through seriousness, and Sukkot, especially the last days, are counted as the ultimate, the same thing is done through Simcha. So therefore people need to know that 2 days is not the main time to eat and drink and just go to sleep, but it's actually, you be utilized every minute of it for the concept of dancing. And it's interesting to note, I'm sure will come out during the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah, but there's a very basic question that people ask. There's two questions. Number one, why don't we celebrate Simchas Torah on Shavuos, which is one issue. But another thing is, if we're celebrating Simchas Torah that we finish the Torah, start the Torah, what we really should be doing is learning. You're finishing the Torah, you're starting the Torah, we should really all sit down like Shavuos night and have Shavuos night on Simchas Torah to sit and learn a whole night. But the answer, we don't do that. Do we see that the Jewish custom is that we don't do that? What do we do instead? We dance with a closed Sefer Torah, and you don't learn on Simchas Torah. You dance with a closed Sefer Torah. Why? Because we want to show, one of the explanations, we want to show when people learn, everybody learns differently. Dancing, though, everybody is the same. Everybody is the same when it comes to dancing. So therefore, on Simchas Torah, we want to show that we're dancing to show that all Jews, when it comes to Torah, are equal. There's no difference between the scholar and the simple person. Everybody, when it comes to Simchas Torah, when it comes to the Torah, everybody is equal. And therefore, you dance with a close Sefer Torah, and everybody dances equally.